Hey guys, it's Lex
and Courtney,
and you are listening to another episode of The Pleasure's All Yours. We are here again encouraging sexual liberation in the Black and queer communities. This is a safe space where we want queer women, femmes, people that look like us to come and learn, talk, and really just discuss how the pleasure is.
It's all yours, baby.
Finding you, I'm finding me.
And finding you and finding me.
Now that I have someone special who brings out the joy. Inside of me.
Inside of me.
Yeah, we could become. Yeah, you got it. I just really needed somebody to complete that real quick for me. It's been in my head all day. And I've been singing it by myself all day.
I'm so glad that I could be that.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Yo.
Yo.
What's up, guys? I'm Courtney. I know we do this, but.
Yeah, we. This is Courtney, and I'm Lex.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Yes, and we have guests.
We do have guests today.
Yes.
We have Sid Jones.
Hello, hello.
Okay, personal cheerleader here always. Personal. And then we have Diamond.
Hello.
Hey, Dime, please, y'all introduce yourselves. Where are you from? And what are you doing here?
I'm Diamond. I'm an artist, storyteller, conversationalist. I like to say I'm from Atlanta. I was born in Oklahoma, but I was raised in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. You're born in Oklahoma?
You didn't know this? You didn't know anything about me.
Girl, honestly, I guess I don't, because I would not have guessed Oklahoma. I don't know. I don't know where I thought you were born.
You like those dads that when they stop them in the grocery store and be like, what's your daughter's birthday? And they'd be like, exactly. 8 months away.
Wow.
It's just like for you to say you'd never guess. Like, you don't have that many places to choose from, but that's
okay,
all right.
Okay, I'm so sorry about that. Anyway, Atlanta native.
My name is Sid Jones. I'm a music artist, rapper. I'm from Georgia. I'm from Cartersville, Georgia. Very small town up north Georgia. So here I am in Texas.
Yeah. Rep that hood.
She's a sweetie.
Okay. So being from Atlanta, you're really familiar with
Usher?
Yeah, Usher. Oh,
yeah, hell yeah. Hey, the Super Bowl did just happen at his concert, so
that's
and
so true.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow.
I literally, I loved Usher. Like, I was like, I had like his tape when it first came out, and anytime we go to the Atlanta Zoo, I would ask my mom like, "Can we go to Usher's house? Can we go to Usher's house, please?" And then like when I would play with my cousins, you know how you like play imaginary things and. They'd be like, what do you want your name to be? And I'm like, okay, I'm Usher.
It's so funny that
my gay choice. Cousin would be like, my name is Kimberly.
It's so funny.
It was that like your first like exposure to music? And I know you're an artiste.
I can't think back before that.
Okay.
Well, yes, I can because my dad would listen to like Flavor in Your Ear, Craig Mack, like stuff like that. But Usher was like, I loved Usher.
That real deal rap flavor in your ear.
Okay. Yeah,
that's real deal.
Well, I couldn't
that's
tell
what
you
I remember
knew.
In the car.
Okay, and is that Atlanta folks as well, like Georgia Southern rap? Like, North. What kind of rap
yeah,
is that?
Craig Mack was from like New York, I think.
Okay, dope. Love that. Well, we have y'all here today, obviously, because you are a beautiful lesbian couple.
Thank you. We're excited to be here.
Yeah, we're really excited to have you. It's Valentine's Day.
Right. Yeah, technically, when the episode airs, it will definitely be the day of love.
Yes, so this actually came perfect timing. We love it. Well, first of all, I want you to explain your love story. Oh. You know, it could be brief, it could be long, but make it juicy.
I feel like it's. I don't know if it's really juicy. I don't think
it's
so.
It's very juicy.
Okay.
I'm saying it's very juicy because, like, the only reason I met Diamond is because my sister was dating her best friend.
Oh, yeah.
Mind you, my sister was probably like 14, 15. So I'm like, what are you doing? Like,
how old was your best friend at the time?
I don't know when they met.
She had to be like 17.
Yeah, like she was older. So I don't know when she met. But I know that once they were together, at some point I was like, okay, does she have a sister or like a friend or something? So this is when I was 8. So then I'm 18 at this point. So she's 17 and she's like, so Jamila introduces me to her and we connect.
Yeah, like I remember our first date was at like a fair, Marietta Fair. Yeah. Like we met up at the fair and we had fun.
That
I
was
like
cute.
Nervous and all that. And then we dated for like 2 months. Diamond was like a little on the wild side and I was like very reserved, quiet, shy. which I've opened up more, and she's obviously not the same person that she was, but back then, yeah, we only dated for like 2 months, and then it was like over. I had a lot of stuff going on in my life that I was like very shy. Like, I was like living with my grandmother. Yeah. Like, had stuff going on with my mom, and it's like I was embarrassed to be like, yeah, I live with my grandmother and like all these people up here. Like, I didn't have a bedroom. Like,
y'all were like what, 18 at 17?
Yeah,
18,
so we were young. So, yeah. But then we like tried to talk again. We only dated for 2 months and we tried to talk again. And
like in college?
Yeah.
Yeah, she came to my dorm room, and then that was a thing because this is where it gets juicy. She came to my dorm room. I went to Georgia State. It was downtown Atlanta.
Okay.
Came to my dorm room. We were laying in those, like, dorm-sized beds.
Twin size.
And her friend called and was like, yeah, this nigga, da-da-da. And
I'm like, she said your boyfriend. Now you don't want to tell the juicy part because you always say, she said your boyfriend.
I thought it was like nigga, but that's all I need to hear. I'm like, okay, she got too much going on. I don't really want to deal with
another
that.
Another ghost. So, there we are.
This is the second time.
The second time.
Yeah, I'm like a freshman in college. So I'm like, she got that going on. Like, I'm definitely just about to do my own thing.
Yeah.
So that was the only time, you know, she came to class with me and everything. We had fun, but that was just one day. And I was like, and then we tried to meet up again later on in life, and that didn't work. Like, she had texted me, like, do I want to go out for drinks? But, like, I had some stuff going on, like some situationships, and I was like,
She had a boo.
And then I got to this point where, I don't know, I had been seeing her on Instagram, and it looked like she had changed. She looked like she was very spiritual, and I had been just kind of wanting that in my life, you know. And I was at work one day, and I was preparing for my birthday gathering. And I still, you know, was in communication with Jamila over the years. You know,
we were cool. Let me tell the year. It was 2015. And you text me happy birthday.
Okay.
We have to be serious.
Okay, yes. Before my birthday, I did text her in August, you know, happy birthday. I was trying to, like, spark something. Okay. But, like, she just said, thank you.
Nothing was sparked at the time.
Okay. So then my birthday rolls around in October, and then I'm planning this get-together, and I'm inviting Jamila. So I text her. I'm, like, at work trying to plan this. You know how, like, you're just working but trying to text everybody. I just remember walking around and texting Jamila, like, hey, I'm having to get together at this hotel. And I was trying to be funny. I was like, tell my baby Diamond she can come.
Oh, your baby.
Mind you, we hadn't talked in maybe 2 or 3 years since we actually talked.
Yeah. I just knew she would tell her. So I was like, okay, you know.
And Jamila tells
playing okay. Your cards right.
Wow. Yeah, so she did tell her.
She said it so casually.
But she was in LA working, so she wasn't going to be able to come. And then I had some shit going on. I had invited this other girl. She acted crazy, got removed from the hotel because she was like acting crazy trying to fight somebody.
And
if that would have never happened though, then I got a text from Diamond and she said happy birthday, and then I was so drunk and I was like, you know, somehow we ended up on FaceTime.
We ended up on
but
FaceTime.
If that girl wouldn't have acted crazy and left, I probably wouldn't have got to talk to Diamond. So we've been talking ever since then.
In 2015.
Wow.
Oh my God, was it juicy?
That was a juicy story. It was like, I think it's a sign that like some things aren't just meant to be, and that timing is not necessarily like, well, timing is everything.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. It's just funny that like when she had a situation going on, I didn't ghost her. But when I had a little small situation, she, Casper.
Well, being that you were 18, I'm just, and you know, as you always say, because just for the record, me and Diamond are cousins. So if this comes across as I know her, it's because I know her.
We're first cousins.
Yeah, we're like sisters. Yeah. So this is something you would say to me. I want to validate your feelings and all, and your perspective in all of this, considering that you were 18 or you were 23.
Exactly.
You were 25.
So it's like, by the time I hit her up again, I was like ready, slowing it down.
Yeah. And you knew how to communicate, I'm guessing, a little bit better.
A little better.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It definitely was like the perfect time.
Okay. Like, and what was your feelings accepting her, not accepting her back?
No,
not like that. But like
her
after
back.
She had ghosted you twice, did you come in it with reservations like, okay, she's going to leave my ass again?
I was worried that she would ghost me again. However, after we talked that night after her birthday, she texted me the next day. So I was like, okay, cool. Like,
effort.
And then we just kept talking every day. And we had a long distance relationship. So she was in Atlanta, I was in LA. So we could only get to know each other. And I think that was
Which
helpful.
Was good, yeah. Because if she was around, then
we'd probably just be caked up and not really
and not work out.
It's so hard to like think and like really like evaluate a relationship as lesbians. because it all is just so much. Like, it feels like so much. And it's like, I don't want to stop doing this, but you can't, like, think straight.
Yeah, right. I think it was nice that we had the time to talk for a while and, like, get to know each other and just, like, have deep conversations. They probably weren't deep because they were 25. But, like, you know, she would ask me questions like, what do you want to do? And I'm, like, in college still, going to school for accounting. Meanwhile, I had recorded, like, 2 tracks with this guy. But, like, I had not told anyone that, like, I wanted to do music. I was pretty shy about it. And, you know, she really opened that up.
Love it. I was in California doing my thing, like, and working in TV. Yeah. So I was just curious. But we had great conversations. We were together. We talked for 2 weeks, and then I asked her to be my partner. And
she tried to wait till I was, like, drunk. I was scared.
Wait till the inhibitions are low.
I was scared, you know, because I was also lit, too. So it's, like, not like you were just only lit. I was lit, too. She was lit. And then that's when I asked. I was just nervous. I mean, I'm 26.
She wanted to confirm. And then, like, later on, she was like, were you never going to ask? And I was like, well, I just assumed when you talk to somebody for a long time, like, you just know y'all are together.
Silly.
How long did it take you to say that?
I mean, it feels silly to be 25 and be like, do you want to be my girlfriend?
Oh, no. I think that's, like,
necessary.
Yeah.
You know? See, I'm thinking, like, well.
She would just thought differently about it, right? Yeah. So, but it's good that I asked because I knew that I had to ask.
So you said that you asked her after 2 weeks of knowing her?
Two weeks of starting over with her.
And were you guys separated when you asked her? So you guys were just both lit over FaceTime.
Yes. And we hadn't even seen each other in 6 years when we first got together. We were in a relationship for 2 months, hadn't seen each other in 6 years before we saw each other again.
Wow.
It was nerve-wracking.
And yeah, it was everything just like pretty smooth coming back in.
I just jumped on her and kissed her when I saw her because I just wanted to get the nerves out. I was just like, okay, let's just. And we were, it's really, really, we had a friendship, solid friendship by the time we saw each other. And so it just felt like, it was easy. We were lit. We was drinking. We was on the Hennessy.
Yeah.
But we just had a good time.
I love it.
Do you think that that's, like, one of the reasons why, like, you say, like, lesbian relationships and, like, queer relationships just feel so enmeshed because there's just such a foundation of a friendship there, like, especially in lesbian relationships, like, a real understanding between each other?
I feel like that's also, I think that is, like, the base of it because I think, like, women get close just by, like, being friends to each other. Like, think about just the random women you meet, like, in the bathroom at the grocery store, and how you can, like, just tell if you can connect with them right then, like, it would make sense that it would resonate and like, you know, relationships and stuff. So yeah, I think that because you have, like, I don't know, I have to make sure I like you for real.
Yes, exactly. I feel like we were physically attracted to each other, so I think getting to know each other and being intentional about it, because I was excited to get to know her. Like, I had not connected with somebody the way that we connected when we first got together. So it was nice. It was fun. I would be like looking at 50 questions to ask somebody, and I'd just come to the table at night, like after I get off work, and just ask her all these questions later.
Yeah.
So how long was it before you guys were living in the same city and then you like decided to cohabitate?
We decided to cohabitate when I moved back to the same city, like literally it was immediately. So we had been together, we got to
7 months.
We got together in October of 2015, and then we moved in together June of 2016.
I wouldn't call that U-Hauling, though.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't call that U-Hauling.
Yeah.
What's that
mean? It's like when, lesbians lesbians, they meet each other, and then they're like, oh, I'm breaking my lease.
Yeah.
3 weeks later, and then I'm going to move in. We're going to move in together.
I can see that.
I think 3 months or less. Honestly, I think 6 months or less.
Hey.
To be honest.
And if you don't know each other, like, we already knew each other.
That's true. Yeah. A lot of mutual friends.
I know her sister. You know, we have a history.
Yeah.
But we moved in together after 7 months and pretty much have been living together since then.
Since then. Yeah. And how long has it been?
It'll be 8.5 years together in April, which is crazy.
Okay.
I love it.
Wow. 8.5 years.
Yes.
That's almost a decade.
Almost a decade. Next year is a decade.
Yeah. Wow.
It's like when you conceptualize the time, it's like, there's no way.
Because I seen somebody post today, they graduated high school in 2004 and they just had their 20-year high school reunion. I graduated in 2009 and I was like, what the? Like, mine is right around the corner.
Yeah. 1 year,
that's kind of crazy.
This is our 10-year and I'm just like.
Yeah.
So where did the time fly? Look, since y'all have been in a relationship.
Oh, wait, what is this? 2004, I went to high school 20 years ago.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Well, 8.5 years since we've been together.
The old, you know, you're still young at heart.
We are. No, when you live together, though, it's like triple the time.
Yeah.
So it's actually supposed to have been together 27, almost 27 years.
Definitely.
I love it.
And it feels like that. It does.
In 10 actual years or 9 actual years and 27 theoretical years.
Yeah.
You guys are different versions of yourself. 100%. And I think something is hard. That's hard for me to like. To do is to see people as they evolve and like be catch up with their evolution, you know? And I think that's so important in especially a super long-term relationship where you are cohabitating for 10 years. How do you guys find like that you love each other through your changes and like that weird gross in between time where maybe you don't like that person very much?
Yeah.
I feel like she can get on my nerves and I know I get on her. but like there's something about it where it's just like I would choose to always be up under her, like when she leaves I'm like, can you come back? Like
why would I leave?
Like she can get on my nerves, but like I don't know, I feel like our funny moments keep us together. Like we have the same sense of humor, so it just feels like
similar sense. A little dark. Well, you know what I want to say though, I think there's a difference when you've been together 8.5 years and you start at 25 and 26 versus like say you're 30 and you like those first 5 years, like our 20s were rough. You know what I'm saying? They were rough because it's like, we don't look at it as evolution. I feel like we looked at it as you're different than me. Like, that's not like, why are you that way? But why are you that way? And now we can see, oh, like, I know I've softened some, so she can see me differently and she talks to me about more things so I can see her differently. And now it's like, I recognize that you're doing this differently. I recognize that you're doing that. So there's a difference in, even though there's a long length of time, that 20s to 30 decade thing is very different, I would say.
And as hard as it can be, I think that you just have to be open. Like, as frustrating as it can be, you know, her trying to make me see her points and all of that, like, and I would close sometimes, but... for the most part, we were able to get through it, and I have become more open to, like, her ways of thinking, and she's become more open to my ways. Like, me, like, I just always flow. Like, used to not have no schedule, no nothing. And she is a person that has had a schedule, like, you know, for real, because she's an entrepreneur. She makes her own schedule and all that, and I feel like I've been able to pick up on that. And as of lately, she's been able to pick up on, like, just being going with the flow. And I can tell, like, she's evolved. She has more ease about her.
I think it's something I desire, too. You know, like, I think it's something you desire. We both desired these things, and now we can kind of, like, meet in the middle.
Yeah.
Like, I desired flow. That wasn't normal to be, like, so rigid in time.
Yeah.
And I think you wanted more structure in your day, and so we've able to.
But at first, I was resisting because I'm like, this is not super how I do resistant. Things. Like, you know, and then it felt like a judgment, right? Like, she's judging me because I don't do this or that. And it's like, really, she was trying to help me.
But that's at first, how you need to help.
It's just that resistance. And that's hard to get through and can cause arguments and all that. But, you know, I feel like for the most part, we were able to be open. And that's helped us.
Yeah, I think, like you said, though, our humor, the friendship is what kept us together because we could see. Yeah, exactly. We have a solid foundation, I would say.
Love it. I love it. You know, listening to you guys, it like makes me think of different aspects of different relationships that I've had and like the one that I currently have and like just the like vast difference and like not in like a bad way, just like of things that I've had before versus what I have now and versus what you guys are telling me you have. So I'm like, damn, like that's really what, and I keep saying that, like, just meeting someone that you intentionally are always like, okay, whatever it is, we're going to go through it. We're going to figure it out, like, as we go, as who we are, as, you know, and I love that.
I will say, I don't think that's, like, always was always our truth.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
For me, I think for her it was.
Yeah.
She was always like, we're going to do this. We're going to stick together. I was just like, well, all right. This got really hard. It was like, well, all right. It's time to go.
Yeah.
You know? But I appreciate her. She was an anchor. She's like, we can. She had a vision. I don't know if she could see me in this different way that we can make it work. So I really think there's a lot of times where she, like, kind of held us together. Because I would be like, well, it's enough. This is just too hard.
And I think that plays into like family structure, right? Yeah. Like, I had two sisters, mom.
Are you the eldest? The
house. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, see, shit, if it's hard, you just gotta
grin and bear it.
Like if it's hard, you figure it out. So, yeah.
You know, she just like, bye, I need my space. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, no, like, this is so sweet. We're supposed to be together.
I'm like, yeah. I have no, I'm like, what are you doing? Like, why do you want to work things out so bad? I'm ready to go. But I just never saw, like, people just kind of sweet things, like, have a debate and like kind of work it out versus like having tension and holding
and
grudges
me either and
stuff.
Honestly, and I think that that's why we've had troubles, because it's not like I was just like in those moments clearly saying like, no, hey,
yeah,
like sitting her down.
It's like being like dramatic.
No,
and like,
yeah, it's a whole bunch. It's like, it's not as perfect
causing a scene, girl.
Yeah, it never is.
Like, I had to learn how to communicate. Like, I didn't know how to say these things half the time.
Right.
You know, I would just keep coming back, you know?
Yeah.
I would just show up.
You did, though. It's worked out great.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of part of life. Like, you just show up and you figure it out. But as long as you commit to showing up.
Exactly. I feel like that's where we're at now. Like, honestly, it's like, I just love this person so much. Not even because she's my partner. I just love her so much that it's like, okay, I'm interested in her. I love her. I want to get to know her. I want to be there for her. I want to communicate the way she needs. I want to just do everything in service of like what she needs. That, and that's new. Yeah. That's new, but that's, I like being in this place.
Oh,
I love it.
I almost want to cry,
really?
But I'm not going to allow myself.
Crying is so fun.
Not on 4K, baby.
Oh, yeah.
I have a Kim K crying face. Like, it's so sad. So being that you guys are both creatives, Sydney, you're an artist, you're a musician. Diamond, you're a filmmaker, you're a storyteller. How do you guys honor your separate, like, creativity? Because, again, for me, this is great advice for me. So I'm just going to continue to ask questions that are important for me. And hopefully it's good for the audience as well. Mm-hmm. I feel like I can't be creative when I feel like I'm being like put in a box. And I always, no matter who it has been, because I've had a lot of different lovers that have loved me a lot of different ways, that I always feel like I'm in a box when I'm with somebody. And like my creation is just not the same. Mm-hmm. So how do you guys honor that part of you that feels like you need to stretch and like do new things and like...
Can I
say
what
literally just supports me? Like,
yes.
I mean, some things like will get in my head. Like, if I am trying out new kind of like little singy melodic things, because I'm a rapper, so it's like, you know. But I like to do that. If I hear it in my head, I want to, you know, do it on the track. But like, sometimes she be like, "Okay, you in your singing bag," and I'm like,
"See, I'm not knowing that she's
is
like,
that
kinda,
a judgment?"
Yeah,
and exactly. It's like, no, but she says it sounds good. But like, she just supports. So I feel like I'm not put in a box with her.
Mm. I feel like what comes to mind to me is that we're genuine fans of each other. So I trust her with her art. She trusts me with mine. I'm fascinated by her, like what she has going on, and she loves what I have going on. So it's like there's room for that because I'm such a fan of you, and I want you to do your thing, and it excites me when you do your thing.
Yeah.
I think
we just click.
Yeah, it's crazy because that's not even like what we knew each other as or anything. We just evolved into these like, be involved in this way. Mm-hmm. And it's like, because I was such a fan of her, I really did trust her with whatever she thought about what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
But I could also say, no, like, that's not what I'm trying to do. And same thing, like, you trust me. I feel like you trust me as an artist, so I can, if I say things, if you ask, you trust it or you'll make your own decision.
Like, I think, yeah, what you do is like, I don't know, I think it's so intelligent, like the way that you, you know, do things. So
thank you. And I think you're like, so creative, so creative. I just can't believe that some of the things you say, I'm like, what? How did you know that? So I think that absolutely helps. Like, we have to be fans of each other in order to be able to stretch.
Yeah.
Well, beautifully put. Thank you. So you guys have like really have been affirming each other this
whole time.
So like when I ask next question, it'll be hard, but I want to hear like some of the nuanced stuff. So what is your favorite things about Sydney? What are like some of your favorite parts of Sydney?
I don't know why funny things come to mind. I think like if I think about me as a person, what I have loved about her in relationship to me is just like how grounded she is. Like, she's so grounded. I think sometimes she tries to use it as like her thing. I'm easygoing, girl. But I think she's really, really grounded. And I think that's really helpful for me. And I love how she loves her family. And I love how she's so funny. Like, she's really, really funny. I can't wait to hear what you think.
I'm over here thinking.
Because it's like now I got a list of like 12 million things and I got to pick one of them. There's a Libra sitting right here. Like, Lord. What you mean?
The Libras. You can't play favorites with her. If I'm like, what's your favorite?
Because I'm like, what's the best? What's
like,
the best answer?
It's hard because they're all good.
Yeah, you can pick just anything. Three things, two.
I love that you read books. Like, for real, read books. Because I'm like, it makes her so, like, I don't know, like, it's different. So when I go back to, like, my hometown and I'm, like, talking to my people and they talking about their girls and they girls doing this and that and all that wild stuff, I'm like, I'm so glad I have Diamond who is at home reading a book, learning. And, like, you know, we can talk about it. Like, I don't know. It's just different. And I love that.
She said she just at home reading a book right now. Yeah, it's all good.
She's not shaking ass nowhere on nobody. Yeah. I mean, you know, she'll do. I love to see her shake ass too, you know, when I come home. Because it's just like so fun seeing her do her thing. Something that comes to mind too is that we both enjoy the same type of music. Like, we can listen to Glorilla and then Billie Eilish. And like, we're in the car, like, singing it together. So I like that about her, that she can listen to all kind of genres of music. There's so much.
That's so sweet. I like that you like those things about me because I like those things about me.
Mm-hmm. That's so cute. That's so cute. Now, when I ask you this next question, I want you to remember all the things that you guys love about each other.
Okay.
What is the hardest part about
easy.
Being in your relationship specifically?
Oh, goodness. Well, I think what we've discovered, we're so different at the same time. I think so.
You can say like a past thing that has been like the main thing.
Okay, thank you.
Something came to mind for both of you.
I just think that like I wanted her to know. I wish there was a point in our relationship. I just wanted her to know what she wanted. And I think it was just so difficult for her to, because if you don't know what you want, then what's going on? Like, where are we going? And I just wanted so desperately for her to know that and to be able to communicate that. Like, I don't think that's our experience now, but I think that was like a really hard point in our relationship because I thought that I knew what I wanted and I was going after that. Mm-hmm. And so that was difficult because I didn't know how to communicate. Like, I was mean during those times. Yeah. So.
And what's the question again?
Well, I'm going to ask you a question. Yeah.
Yes, but I just want to make sure I'm answering it the correct way.
Well, first I want to ask you, like, how did you still wake up every day with feeling like that and then say, I'm still committed to, like, this and, like, figuring it out because this person is
who they are? Was very hard, but I think that at the end of the day, I knew that I needed her. I needed somebody in my life to push me, to see me, because even though she would, you know, have that mindset and be hard on me and, you know, it would end up in arguments. I just knew that I don't know if I'll ever find anybody like this again. And it's not even about that, really. It's just like I knew that this was a good person for me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? As much as it got on my nerves that I just wanted to flow and, like, figure it out, because it wasn't even just about career, right? There was work I needed to do on myself mentally, you know, with therapy and all of that. So, I don't know. I just knew she, you know, was the person that I wanted to do it with. So I just stuck it through.
Yeah.
Stuck through it.
I'm so interested in your answer to the question.
The question being, what is the hardest part about being in a relationship with Diamond?
And like she said, this has changed because she's more easygoing now. But I think for the majority of our relationship is I just felt pressured to do things that, you know, she's like, you know, if you want to do music, then why aren't you doing it? And it's like, I mean, I work at 9 to 5. Like, I've put out music and it's like, I'm still not nowhere with it. So it's like, I wasn't seeing anything come back from it. And, you know, now I look at it as like, I just want to do music to do it and have fun with it. I'm not looking for anything back. But I think that was the hardest part. I just felt really pressured and I just had so much going on in my mind, which that didn't have nothing to do with her. But I felt very pressured with, you know, making decisions and all of that.
And I know now that, like, that was this is the pressure I put on myself, like, to make it. Like, I gotta make it. Why are you not working as hard as me?
It was more, like, hard than gentle support that I probably needed during those times.
During that time.
And now she is more gentle.
Because I'm gentle with myself. It all comes back to, like, how I treat myself now is how I treat her and vice versa. So that's really why I think it helps.
I love it. Well, yeah. Talking to Diamond, you know, I always get a little nugget of wisdom. And you guys are just giving me 7,000 right now.
Really? Like,
makes me so happy. A little acorn tree.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that makes me really happy.
Yeah, I hope it does make you happy. I do have a crazy question, but I feel like I already know Sydney's answer. It's wild.
Okay.
Have you ever dated men? Either one of you.
Oh, when I was like in middle school.
Oh, okay.
But I would always tell them, like, don't call my house.
Call my motherfucking phone.
And they would still call. So. My grandma would answer and be like, Josh on the phone. I'd be like, I'm not here. She'd be like, she's not here right now. Like, thank you so much.
Thanks, Grandma.
Oh, my God. But you've dated men before.
Yeah.
Okay. When's the last time you did? Like, maybe... You're lower to your
early 20s.
Early 20s?
Early 20s, yes. Very okay. Early 20s.
I don't even have any, honestly, don't even have any questions about it. I was going to say, like, what's the difference? But everything.
Everything.
Like, you were, like, asking that question is like an answer echoing in, like, in the air. Like,
every single thing. Yeah. Like, I feel like I have genuinely found my person in her, and I'm so thankful for it, because like in this woman, that's, I think it's so cool. I think it's cool. I think sometimes the fact that I think it's cool is like sometimes like annoying to her, because she's like, this is how I am. But I'm like, it's so cool to date you.
Oh yeah, because she'll just walk in the kitchen and be like, look at my stud. And I'm like,
ooh, she said, hello.
Like, you're just making a vanilla latte.
Like, look at my stud. I said, I'm so thankful you're my stud. Like, it's just so sweet. Like, I thought it was so cool today. I'm like, I have a galentine. This is my galentine, because she's a gal. You know, like, I just think it's so great.
That is so sweet. How do you feel about the term stud? Like, and y'all come from Atlanta. So I know y'all got a plethora of names.
She has mixed feelings. I feel like
people are gonna call me a stud, but I just feel like I don't really like any titles put on me. I mean, obviously she, her, I'm all woman. Like, I don't have any problem with that. But as far as like, you know, stud, I mean, I don't know the other ones. I mean, Stem. People say dyke, but that's already offensive. Stem, we already know that. Unless it's coming from a lesbian, right?
Like, yeah.
If it's coming from somebody else, we know that they're being you know, rude about it. But
yeah,
I wouldn't call myself a stud. I'm not like, hey, I'm a
stud. It's so interesting, because I have a best friend who's a stud, and they know they're studs together. They know they are stud. And so it's like it's funny, because like, she doesn't be identified as a stud. However, in situations like she said, she knows she wouldn't want me to just be at dinner with a stud. You know, like a friend. A friend that's a stud. A friend that's a stud. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Sydney, can you break down what you heard from that?
She's basically saying, like, I don't want her to go out, like, have any stud friends.
Yeah, like even though you don't, it's like studs, you don't like the, I feel like you don't like the term.
Oh, yeah, because
stud.
I know they up to something.
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
There it is.
We're generalizing
studs. I feel like I can't be put in that same category.
Okay, is that the only reason? Is that the only reason you feel like you can't identify with studs? Because you know there's shows like Hoochie Daddies, and there's people like Hoochie Daddies that reflect studs in a negative light. So you don't want to be associated.
I've been a stud. And I can call myself that, right? Like, I joke about it. But, like, I've been me and masculine since I was born.
Yeah.
Like, you can look back. There's pictures I have on Jordan jerseys. Like, you know, I have pictures with no shirt on because I just love not wearing a shirt. Like, I've been that. So, it's, like, it's not new to me. That's just who I am. And then, two, I just feel like I don't really hang out with other studs. I have a few friends that are studs, but, like, usually the studs that I hang out with still identify with the woman part of them. Like, they're not like, oh yeah, I'm a stud.
Nah, studs.
Like,
studs be,
I just feel like they have
an
ego.
And
yeah, I feel like they have an ego. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's the type. What'd she say?
I said studs act like boys, and I don't like that.
In what way?
Like, it's like that, like, I'm hard, like, I got that shit. Like,
they're dealing with their toxic masculinity.
And it's so funny, because, like, when I meet, like, other masculine women that are, like, nice to be around, like Sydney, I'm always, like, so surprised, because I'm like, this is so crazy, because I avoid studs. I, like...
I think she is a stud and avoids them, too.
Like, I have such a... I am like on that. I am on that hill. Like, baby, I don't talk. You talking to me like a boy. You're acting like a boy.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I don't like it. Yeah, I don't like it. Yeah. So,
like the stud friends that I do have, they are still like in touch with their woman side. Like as far as like the black girl.
Yeah. And see, like that. Where is these sassy? It just shows
that they're being themselves exactly. versus like, yo, what up? Like,
and see, that's
and sometimes that's okay for some people because I don't want to judge people that act like that and mm-hmm. say that they're bad people or you know, like not a good person or annoying or whatever. But like. Some of the ones I've seen is like you go in the club, they already like, why are you looking at my girl? And it's
there's an energy there.
I have eyes. Like I'm scanning the room.
Yeah, naturally, right? Like so you already get that vibe from them. It's like, you know, they're just trying to they're already on defense.
Yeah.
It's like those are the ones that I do not like.
Yeah. Like she likes my best friend. My best friend is a stud.
She's
my best
cool.
my
Jamila
best friend thinks
cool.
the same thing. My best friend is like, I don't really hang out with studs.
Yeah.
So because my man is not with boys.
My man is a trans man. Pero whenever I say you need to make more like stud friends or you need to make so like friends that are similar that like, you feel like have the same vibe as you, he's like I don't fuck with them. Every time he fucks with them, he has like these crazy fucking stories about like studs setting him up to flirt with their girlfriends to see if their girlfriend would cheat on him, cheat on them. It's just like wild stuff.
She's definitely Sydney is definitely an outlier, I would say, in the stud in the stud realm. It's just so interesting. I really feel like because I went with her to a cookout, and I call it a stud. It was a stud party because it was so many studs.
It was in my hometown, so these are like people that so I know have known for a long time.
And just the story she had. But it's just interesting. Like there's just I feel like, and not just there. I feel like in general, in my own experience, you just
what are the stud stereotypes? Everybody say one. Sydney, I need you to go first, so it's okay.
That they are. Just like guys, right? Like super horny, always trying to hook up.
Yeah, I've seen I feel like studs steal your girl. Like they all like it don't matter if you in a relationship, studs should try to just get your girl.
It's
like
messy.
Studs are messy. That's what be my stereotype.
Yeah,
mine is that they be loving to take care of other women's kids, especially straight women's kids.
They're stepmothers.
Stud mamas.
Stud mamas. Yeah. Sydney's been a stud mama.
Sydney, that's so crazy because I was going to ask you. Because every stud I have ever met,
she would deny it, kind of
taken care of a child, somebody else's child.
In my defense, I would say that me and this person weren't actually dating. Like we
that's
were,
even worse.
But like it was some drama going on, and it's like I would just always be around. You know, I got attached to the child, but obviously it was not enough to still be in contact.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I think she's been a stepmama. I ain't never been no right stepmama.
I think mine would probably be, like, just, like, they want to be white men so bad in the sense of, like, the kind of masculine that they like to show up as. I feel like that's men in general, honestly. They want to be like that.
It's performative.
And like, I don't know, like just be yourself, be a person. If you want to present as like a masculine like person, like that's fine. But it's like, why adapt so many of the toxic qualities of it? Like, like the, you can't wear this, like, oh, you like, okay. My partner, you know, there was a point where she was kind of talking to this stud, and like the way that this woman would talk to her is just so crazy to me, and I was like, this is literally why I do not talk to studs, because this is exactly how they all talk. Like I don't like it, even if you're like, even if it's just like a, oh, that's just what I just don't like it. Like you use some respect. Like, what do you mean? I'm gonna go a 50-50 ass stud. You them niggas on Twitter that we be talking about. Like, I don't know. It's just, and a lot of them have that same, like, thing. Like, I would call just to be sure she was safe because I hadn't heard, hey, are you safe? Just want to be sure you're good. She's like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, cool. Yeah, all that shit gonna have to stop. All this shit y'all do for each other's birthdays and all that shit gonna have to stop. I'm like, so I can't love her out loud just because you want to. That's crazy. That is insane.
It's also crazy because they...
And you're over here talking about...
You.
What? You just got here. Like, the fuck? Here. You just got
Stop
here.
Stop all that birthday shit. Bitch, this is my second birthday with her.
Thank you. And it's already booked, so shut the fuck up.
Yeah, she's definitely...
I will say, she's like, sometimes, like, she had this kind of, like, see-through gym bra that she thought she was going to be wearing to the gym. And it's, like, this I wasn't trying to be. Yeah, I wasn't trying to. It was, like, the size. And I wasn't trying to be controlling, but I'm trying to protect her from other studs and other. Because it's, like, them going to be the ones like, oh, you know.
Don't want to get nobody no opening.
Yeah, but I wasn't trying to be controlling. But it was just, like. You're finna wear that to the gym.
It's hard being with a bad bitch. It's real hard.
There are moments where I'm like, my body's not for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, definitely. I just let me wear what I want.
Definitely. I'm just like, okay, yeah. But yeah.
We have.
It's tough sometimes just because I don't want nobody like.
Because then it's like, damn, you look so good.
Yeah, and gonna try to talk some, to you.
Thank you. You're going to be walking down the aisle, getting a snack from the store. They're going to be like, hey, exactly. What's up?
I always just say like, don't you like that I'm just for you? Like, oh, you know I'm going to say no, so let me walk by.
But it's still, like, maybe just think it to yourself and keep, like, send it out in the universe. Like, why you got to be all up on my shit, man? Damn, back up.
Now, is that stud mentality or is this?
No, that's me right now. Like, I when she was saying that, yeah. I was like, no, I feel
like,
that.
Yeah, because I don't want to feel like, oh, I'm controlling. But, like, there are times where I'm like, I don't want her to wear that.
Like, I want you to, because I also want pictures.
I like it. It looks good.
Yes.
I like to look at it, but, like, I don't want nobody trying to talk to
they
you.
They just need to but send it to you.
But I know she always says no.
Yeah. They need to send it to you telepathically.
She's kind of mean about it. When people, like, approach her, she's mean, and I like that.
Yeah, I don't really talk. I'm like, I'm quiet.
It's the face.
It's annoying to her.
It's the face.
I mean, I don't know if it's a lot, because I'm not out, but I have gotten hit on before she knows it at the gas station.
Have you ever gotten hit on with Sydney? Because that's happened to me, and that shit is the most frustrating.
I feel like we did have this time, but it wasn't necessarily hit on. What? But we was at Foot Locker. And the guy said, what's up?
I think that's how he.
Exactly. That's what I said. It wasn't hit spoke. On, but it was just funny and I learned.
He like said. What
he said, that? What's up, mama? And she said, you got a mama.
I feel disrespected because if it's a guy, then he's treating us like we're not really in a
exactly.
relationship.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they're being funny or not, but I think that's just how he talks.
She
but.
Said it so fast, though. It was like, I didn't even hear. I didn't resonate what was said until I heard what she said. That's how fast
and
it was.
And that's probably where my stud instincts come in, the stereotypes, where I probably to him was like.
This is protective. Yeah,
but it's exactly. just like annoying because sometimes I just feel like guys don't respect lesbian relationships.
Yeah.
They do not.
And they just try to be funny.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
Yeah. So I don't think.
Because it's like, now if I would have called your girl that.
Now you want to fight me.
Exactly.
You would have called me and said, you want to be a boy, I'm going to hit you like a boy. And I'm like.
Yeah. Now you pulling up. You now did. You pulling up your pants and taking a step back. Like, damn.
Now I done got knocked out.
Exactly. So not necessarily. And, you know, like, as she knows about, like, gas station stuff. But it's like, I'm not thinking about that. It'd be like, yo, mama. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Just silly stuff that I don't even really.
I be wanting to bark and growl at people.
I don't really, call I really me. Don't want to talk.
I don't either. I really want to be like,
please, let's just walk around. I'm done.
Like, can you be quiet, please?
Let's just nobody talk.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody shut up.
Now, if I
hit him? No. Not together. I think me being me, people automatically assume you
oh,
are my
girlfriend.
Oh,
they look up to her. Yeah. They're like, I remember.
So they're not going to.
We were at the baseball game and somebody like literally walked straight into her face and was like, you are so beautiful. And so, but I think that's great because I think she's so beautiful too. So, but it was like straight to her face, like walked straight into her path and was like, you're so beautiful.
Was this a man or a woman?
It was a woman.
Oh, okay. I mean, not that it makes it better.
But it was a sweet woman. You know, it was just like a sweet woman just telling her she's so beautiful.
Aww.
Not like an old woman. Oh, like, okay. Just like a woman. All right.
Okay, I see.
So it was like, she knows. Thank you. But it was
yeah, she does get jealous.
It's like on one hand, I feel like you should have compliments every single day, all day. Yeah, but on the other hand, maybe from me, I don't know.
Yeah, so I do get jealous. Okay, did you want to like you said that for a reason?
We can't really tell that story, but I will say only because I'll tell you later. But I will say that we've had discussions about like how, you know, if she's friends with a guy, right?
Oh, are you talking about? Okay.
When she's friends with a guy, I'm like, okay.
When I'm friends with one particular
person.
You're
talking on the phone all the time. And it's not all the time. They catch up like once
every
time.
Yeah.
But still, it can be annoying because I'm like, I can hear her, them talking about things that I've talked about with her. And she's like, that's a great idea. And then I tell her and she's like, you've never done that. You don't even know what you're talking about. So it's like, that's kind of annoying because then I'm like, so you listening to this.
I mean, I do get.
But. There's this thing where it's like, because I don't have really want to be friends with studs. A lot of my friends are feminine women.
Yeah.
So Diamond's like,
no, one time
and I had to tell surrounded her, like, by bitches. I connect more with feminine women than studs.
Well, one but time,
it just
though,
looks bad because how I dress and then how they are. But like, I really do have friendships with.
It's not that it looks bad. I don't know what the status is, baby. I don't know if there's anything more going on.
I would never do that.
But in the beginning, I remember we were at a party and her and one of her friends was holding hands. I look back and they hold her hands. I'm like, what's going on?
I just don't remember that because I don't hold anyone's hands.
They were holding hands and I didn't like it.
The girl probably was like this.
No. No, if I said hands, it was this.
I just don't remember that.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So, it's
I don't hold it.
I'm thankful. I'm thankful because we're really solid. So now I would have maybe a little jealousy. However, I feel really solid in us, you know, or I feel comfortable enough to be like, hey, this is how I'm feeling, or show my reaction and like then be later affirmed like nothing's going on, you know, versus having to hide it.
Yeah.
But I definitely don't want her being friends with any studs.
They do be up to shit.
I'll be hypocritical.
They do be up to shit.
Don't they?
Yeah. I'm just saying.
They do.
Just like niggas.
She's so serious that it's hilarious.
I do not
to
trust
me.
Them.
Well, okay. And some, honestly, I'll say that some of the stuff that I hear, I just be like, oh my God, thank you for being my stud.
Yeah.
I'm thankful that this is my stud.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. It could be a lot worse. Yeah, you could have got the devil.
That's actually something she likes to use.
This could be worse.
In a debate, she'll be like, it could be much worse. Her favorite is, you could be getting cheated on. That's
like, if she's complaining about like me not doing the dishes, I'm like,
you could be getting, it could be worse. You could be getting, that's how far she goes. That's how far it will take it. It's just like,
and then she's like,
I could have a whole step family. Yeah. And you not
but
even know.
Like, be grateful that you're not getting, it's like, but she's being silly and funny. She would never do that. But it's just like, ma'am, really? Okay. Thank you.
But when we first got together, like, when we were talking on the phone for like those few months, like when she was in LA.
Okay, here we go. This is personal.
Talking, you know, and she said, do you think people can cheat on each other? Or like, what's your thing? And I asked her and she was like, well, I think like you can cheat one time. And I said, what?
That's what you said?
Yeah. I think people cheat one time.
I said, what? So that means you think it's okay to cheat one time. I had to clear that up because I was like, no, I'm not cheating. You're not cheating.
Absolutely not.
Not a hall pass.
There's not a whole
zero.
I think that's because that's what she was used to.
Yeah.
She was trying to give me a safe answer. But I'm like, no.
Yes. It's like there's not much that she stands on business on. You know what I'm saying? But that, it was like, no, ma'am, no. But I've learned that and it's like been solid. For us, we're monogamous. We're 100% monogamous. We don't know how to be open. We're like, I'm okay with this.
Yeah.
And so we just, so it was like, we had to like have that, had the conversation. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
None of that. That's like a rule for us. But we're good.
Yeah.
Wow. So it's actually, there's a show on Peacock, which I gave you the Peacock login. It's just this T-Pay stuff.
Yes.
don't hack me. but there's a show now on it called Couple to Thruple.
Oh, I saw that.
I binged the three episodes. It's every Thursday. Anyway, there's a couple that's open. One of them's bi, one of them's not. And they're all just seeing if like being a thruple is like right for them. And, like, some of them just came in being monogamous, and they're just, like, doing an experiment. Would you ever try it?
No.
Not never, not once.
Nope.
You said...
She said she would fight me and the person.
Mm-hmm. I'm just...
Everybody getting their
ass
whooped.
I think it's very brave to share someone that you love with other people, with somebody. And it's not that I think she's mine. I just prefer... I don't want anyone to experience her the way I do. I think it's very special. And so, no, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your answer?
Yeah, no, I would be pissed.
Okay, you'll be pissed.
No, yeah,
especially
pissed at
studs.
Okay, circle it back. I'd be so pissed about them studs, bro.
No, we're
I'd be so pissed.
No, it's a no, no, no. We think it's fascinating though that people,
Would you
can
be
do
okay
this.
If it was a stud?
What do you? Okay, so that sounds like we're done with the conversation, and she had
to just, you want to clarify something.
She's like, you didn't say.
Just
want to
be sure.
So.
You didn't.
You want a stud coming in?
I don't want anybody coming in.
Like, just to be sure.
It's just funny that like I had moved on from the question. She still asked.
Because then I got curious. I'm like, you know, I know you would hate if it was a feminine.
I don't want anyone. So what about nobody?
But then I was like, well, what
so, yeah, so like, what about nobody? Like,
nobody. So no.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Okay. Just watching Couples Therapy. The third season. Oh,
such a good show.
Such a great
so
show.
So juicy.
It's so, like, I'm just so fascinated. And I cry and it's beautiful. Yeah. And so, but there was a couple and they're trying to go from monogamous to polyamorous and. Yeah, it wasn't about that at the end of the day for them, but still, it's interesting.
I think it's, like you said, I think it's great for anybody to want to try it out and just say, let's try it. I think we can always go back. But I think it's, if you don't open the door,
right? I definitely think your generation is more open to it, and I think that's really amazing.
I would like to say at this current moment, I'm not open to sharing.
Exactly.
I am not.
And that's like, but that's a good example of how you, depending on who you're with, but also like at what point in your relationship that you're in.
Yeah.
Like if that's an option.
Because before it was like, oh yeah, like when we first met, I was like, oh
but
hell
you said,
yeah,
let's close this shit up.
Yeah, but like, now I'm like, I don't know. She like suggested it in a joke the other day, and I was like, I know you're joking, but I need you to look me in my face right now. The answer is no.
Exactly.
She was like, you? I was like, I have said what I said. I put my foot down. I don't want to.
I think that's so beautiful that you changed your mind and like you didn't like hold yourself to this.
Yeah. It's just like what you were saying, like the way that I experience her, like I'm like that. Who else is gonna hold and take care of it? Like I want to do
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Like I don't. No, thank you.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean kiss somebody else? No. We've had like literally the first time I had a dream that she cheated on me. I woke up and I was like, I had a nightmare.
She was really mad at me.
Yeah. I said I had a nightmare. Like,
I cracked up because I was like, okay, she had a nightmare. I'm thinking somebody's chasing her with like a knife or something.
No, and she's I said like,
you cheated on me. I'm like.
In my dream. And so now, but then she had one. She
then had I had one not understood, after. And I'm like, that is a nightmare.
Because why would you do that?
Yeah, like.
It was so vivid.
It was heartbreaking. Yeah. It was so heartbreaking. Like, and it's just funny because she really treated me bad during that day.
Yeah.
And I treated her bad in that morning. Yeah. So it's just like, no, thank you. No, thank you.
I had looked that up one time because my man had a dream that I was cheating on him. So I was like, okay, let's look this shit up. Let's put it in the nip of the bud. It can mean that there's like a constant misunderstanding between you that you need to talk about and that you feel like you don't belong to them anymore because
of
this misunderstanding.
Right, it's like subconsciously in your mind that this person is not, you're not connected, so they're possibly connected with someone.
A disconnection. That's perfect. Yeah.
We've had those dreams early on. I don't know if you had a dream recently, though. I feel like you had a dream last year.
Yeah.
But those were early on dreams, like 3 to 4 months. Mm-hmm. So wow, I never looked it up because I had no interest in knowing why.
You just thought, let me
but
take
it's like, why would you do that?
But thank you. That's validating.
Dream interpretations here at the studio.
Love it.
If this is your first time listening to us, you can find us at allyourpleasures_ on Instagram and TikTok. Diamond Sydney, thank you so much. Would you guys like to share where we can find you guys, or if you have any special projects coming up that might involve one, two, or the both of you?
I just released the EP. It's called See You Soon Maybe.
Yes.
And you can find me on Instagram at Syd Jones, SYDJONES.
I'm in the middle of projects, so I'm like working. My next project is about loneliness. I'm really fascinated with the way that we talk, see, and hear each other. So those are some things that I'm working on. And you can find me at The Real Diamond, The Real Diamond with E. Thank you for having us. This is so fun. I'm such a fan.
Yeah, I'm a fan of you guys now.
Yeah.
Self-love letter by Syd Jones. Letter. If you need like something like when you get up in the morning and it's like not the best day, but like you just need to listen to a little tune, put that on. Because every time I put it on, I just be like,
she's so brilliant. That's what I'm saying. Some of the stuff that comes to her mind.
I can't wait. Like I told Diamond, I'm like, I can listen to my stuff for like the first 2 weeks and then I'm over it.
Yeah.
Because then I heard SZA explain it perfectly. I could never explain because Diamond was like, she'll try to play my song. I'm like, please turn that off.
Yes.
And SZA explained it so perfectly. She said, I can't listen to my own music. She said, because I'm going to critique it. Mm-hmm. I can't enjoy it. Yeah. And I was like, that's me. Because I'm thinking like, especially since I mixed this project, like I'm hearing things that I can probably change. So like it's hard for me to listen, but I'm so happy that you enjoy it.
Yeah. And Diamond is on it a few different times. They do a lot of things together on the album. And it's just like it's so representative of your relationship. Mm-hmm. So like if y'all loved this conversation, which I really enjoyed it so much,
yeah,
definitely listen to the project because they are so fucking funny in real life.
Oh my God, thank you. Thank you so much.
Lex, you have any announcements? Ah! We are hosting.
I love your I love when like we're just going along like it's normal, and then it's like a scream. You did one last week, and it's like a harmony of some kind.
Oh,
like you do it pretty often, like because you'll just in the middle of a thought be like, "Oh my god!"
Oh, I almost forgot. Yeah. We are hosting an erotic poetry night on Friday at Southern Gourmet Kitchen out in Plano. Mm-hmm. If you live in the Dallas Metroplex, even if you live in Fort Worth, bitch, it's supposed to be like almost 70 on Friday.
Ooh.
So come on out, yeah, and like listen to some sexy poetry. Listen to some sexy gals. We'll be asking questions. And
eat some good food.
Yeah, eat some good food.
And there'll be a raffle.
You can win some prizes and you can listen, yes, to like a dope ass DJ play dope ass music.
Yes.
Yeah.
All of the above.
Mm-hmm. Make a reservation. You can find the link in our bio. We love you.
Bye.